This is Tristan Beeman of the Wine Exchange in Santa Ana. You're listening to a spectacular vintage year in food news, SoCal Restaurant Show. Cheers.
And welcome back. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show, and happily we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon, right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels Baseball. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show, and we're enthusiastically presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. For the last couple months, I've been trying to get up to the San Ynez Valley, and one thing or another was a distraction. Very fortunately, earlier in the week, I was able to take that long postponed trip and hit with the start of the Santa Ynez Valley Restaurant Weeks. I was very fortunate to dine in a couple of the restaurants that are part of this, but also meet a gentleman whose name I've been hearing for several years, but we just have never crossed paths. That being Shelby Sim, who is the president and CEO of Visit the Santa Ynez Valley. Very enthusiastic gentleman, very knowledgeable about the area, and it is a pleasure to welcome Shelby Sim to the SoCal Restaurant Show. Shelby, good morning.
Good morning, Andy. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, Shelby, I really enjoyed on Monday breaking bread with you at one of the participating restaurants in the Santa Ynez Valley Restaurant Weeks. I was up, with my International Food, Wine, and Travel Writers Association colleague, Corey Solomon, who actually is the recently voted in president of IFTWA. And it was really a lot of fun because you got a lot of great stories about the area. All three of us have a little bit of a history with it, you more so than myself and Corey, but we were definitely able to compare notes and share some great memories and hear what's going on. Shelby, the first thing I'd like to ask you is there six cities that are part of Santa Ynez Valley, which people don't necessarily think of. They all have vineyards in them, but what's really important to this discussion is they all have destination restaurants. Just quickly run through what your portfolio is before we start talking about food.
Terrific. Thank you, Andy. Again, thank you for the opportunity. What a great show you have, and thank you for your service and putting it out there for everybody. So we have, six distinct communities in the Santa Ynez Valley, actually only two cities and four townships. But we have Santa Ynez, which is kind of our western facade town, with, of course, the incredible S.Y. Kitchen and Brothers Red Barn. And then a new Victor that just opened up at the Santa Ynez Inn. And then the Danish capital of America, which is Solvang, and which has been going since the 50s, ever since the Saturday Evening Post story came out about them being kind of Danish-themed. And they've been going like gangbusters ever since. But just in the last 10 years or so, they've really updated to be more than just a tourist spot, but now offering incredible restaurants such as Coast Range and Campo del Sol, which we dined at together. It was an incredible meal. And as you said, wine is everywhere now. But it hasn't lost its Danish flavor. There's still five bakeries and plenty of Danish-themed things to do. A little bit further down the road is Bulten, which is more of our industrial town. It's our town that's along the freeway and really known and world famous for its pea soup, but now also becoming known for its restaurants. Industrial Eats is a really good spot, as well as, like you say, it's the gateway to the Santa Rita Hills, made famous in Sideways. And then our next community, I would say, would be Ballard, which if you blink, you'll miss it. It's got the beautiful historic Ballard Inn, as well as the schoolhouse. And now Bob's Bell Bread has just opened up a satellite bakery in Ballard as well. Further up the road is Los Olivos, which has really become our wine town. Back in the day, it was really more of an antique stop, but now it boasts more than 33 tasting rooms. And so you can come and park your car on a Friday, and you don't have to go anywhere until you leave on Sunday or Monday, because there's plenty to do, plenty to walk around in Los Olivos. Also very exciting there is that we have an Auberge hotel opening up next month, the Auberge at Maddie's Tavern. And then our last town up the road would be Los Alamos, which has really become a foodie destination, which is quite incredible because it's just one street. It's just Bell Street. But it boasts a Michelin star restaurant and three or four other amazing restaurants. And it's just on one street. It's just incredible. But the world is flocking to Los Alamos for the food, Los Olivos for the wine, the Santa Rita Hills from Bilton, and then Salve, and of course the Danish capital, and again San Ynez, our western town. We've got it all, Andy.
Shelby, there definitely is a lot going on, and you talked about in terms of Los Olivos with all of the wine tasting rooms they have there. You do park your car once and can walk. We also should mention that Solvang in recent years now has a concentration of wine tasting rooms too, where again, you can park once and stroll very leisurely and do that. So, you know, a lot of great opportunities for wine tasting in addition to the wonderful cuisine. Now, we set it up, Shelby, but I'd like for you to give the details. San Ynez Valley Restaurant Weeks is on. What can listeners to the show expect? Because it continues throughout this weekend and then all of next week, and some great opportunities there to sample places that you may have heard of, but just not push the button on.
Yes, it goes through the 31st, and we have over 24 restaurants participating, and really cool that we actually have about 30 winery participating this round as well. It's our 13th year of Restaurant Weeks, and this year you can find out all of this information at dinesyv.com. That's dinesyv.com, and you'll find out all the participating restaurants and the menus and the hours of participation. A lot of them require reservations, so please make sure you check that out before you show up. And this year we're offering three-course meals at either $30, $40, or $50. It's up to the restaurant what they want to provide. So there's a lot of incredible three-course meals out there for $30, and then a little bit more elegant at the $40, and then the fancy steaks at $50 and more. Again, a 13-year, incredibly successful promotion that we've been doing. You know, Andy, it was created to, you know, at a slow time, bring people in. And that's what it has done incredibly at. But it's also really become a community thing. It gives a chance for all the younger folks that work at the tasting rooms that are really our frontline ambassadors, you know. And when folks are tasting wine, buying wine, and gosh, where should we go to dinner? You know, they're the ones that are giving those recommendations. So Restaurant Weeks is a great opportunity for them to go out also to get to experience these amazing places we have.
Shelby, it's a positive for everyone. I think we've done justice to San Ynez Valley Restaurant Weeks, but you have a much bigger event that's coming up it's a weekend at the end of September and the first part of October that had been a tradition that kind of went on a hiatus for a while because of the pandemic. You brought it back last year in kind of abbreviated form, but is what you were telling me when we had a chance to break bread together, or really tortilla chips, at Campo del Sol. This is the Taste of the San Ynez Valley, which as we get closer, we will definitely want to talk more about it. But give people a little preview, Shelby, if you will, because some people like to plan way ahead, and late September isn't that far away.
I agree, and thank you again for the opportunity, Andy. So we hope to have tickets up, you know, by May or June at the latest, because we did hear a lot about that in this last year. But Taste of the San Ynez Valley, and you can find more information at tastesyv.com, tastesyv.com. This year it will be September 28th, 29th, 30th, and October 1st. So that's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It's kind of like a progressive dinner, but it's a progressive festival. We have an opening in Los Alamos on Thursday. Then it moves to Los Olivos on Friday. And then it's in Bilton as well as San Ynez on Saturday. And then we close out on Sunday. And what we do is long table dinners. We will have all the chefs from each community collaborate on one dinner, and they each do a course. In fact, we close Bell Street. Bell Street is a state highway. We close that, and we put a long table out. This last year, we had 150 people out there, and all of our restaurants did a course. We do it in a courtyard. In fact, you tasted at Coquelico on your latest visit, Andy, and that's where we had our long table dinner this last year on Friday of Taste. And then, we just keep moving it down the valley. And then during the day, we have activities like horseback riding. We'll have workshops. This last year, we had a charcuterie board building class. Now, that's not the charcuterie food going on class. It is the building we actually had a ceramics teacher at that we have Community Clay Works here in Buellton. And she came out, and everybody built their own literal charcuterie board.
Oh, wow.
So that they could make their own boards. Yeah, it was an incredible, successful event. And then we do different wine seminars and tastings and things like that. So it's a full, you can come and buy a ticket for all 4 days. You can buy one for 1 day, or you can just buy your tickets a la carte. It's an incredible opportunity to come out and taste what the Santinas Valley has to offer at an incredible time of year. So you can come out and stay longer another time.
Shelby, sounds like a great weekend getaway possibility to me. And as I say, we will follow this as we get a little closer, but we definitely wanted to tease it now. Shelby, as we need to say goodbye one more time on the website for all the information about the restaurants that are participating in San Ynez Valley Restaurant Weeks.
Sure. Thank you, Andy. It's Dine, S-Y-V. So Dine Santinas Valley, so dinesyv.com. And then and you'll get all the participating restaurants as well as the wineries. Now, we didn't talk about the wineries. Over 24 wineries are participating. And what they're doing is offering 2-for-1 tastings and then up to like 20% off any wine you purchase that day. So it's a great opportunity not to only come out and check out the restaurants, but get great deal and experience the great wineries. Andy, thank you so much for having us out.
You bet. It's the whole package. Ladies and gentlemen, Shelby Sim, President and CEO of Visit the San Ynez Valley. And we're going to be talking more about restaurants and wineries in San Ynez Valley in the coming weeks based on my recent visit there earlier in the week. You are listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show. When you return, a restaurant week that starts tomorrow, Long Beach Black Restaurant Week. We are talking pizza with Miller Butler. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats.